Welcome to the Editor's Note Comics Podcast.
I think that this world, it needs men that are willing to make the hard call.
Central Maine's best comics podcast, by default.
Ain't no thing like me, Stephanie.
Here are your hosts, Zach and Jared.
Matt's coming. No. When do we start?
Welcome back to the show.
I'm still coming down from last week. I think I'm in a better place now, though. I was very angry with you. I want to apologize. I'm sorry that I didn't snap at you earlier in the year. It's time I started advocating for myself. It was a step forward.
That's good. It's only taken you 33 years.
Yes. I am.
Thank God. You are now
I'm
a man.
I'm adulting. Yeah. It's true.
That's what this whole show is. It's just a downward spiral.
Yeah, I'm just falling into your level. You were dragging me down.
That's what I do. I'm a black hole.
You really are. You suck the life out of people. Their will to live and do kindness to their other man.
I just point out how everything doesn't, nothing matters.
No. You're very drab. Like, you have no hope. Like, you just live your life day to day expecting the worst.
But appreciating the best.
You were gone for the weekend. I came and fed your sugar glider. I said, everyone's alive. That's good news. I also said, your house isn't burnt down. Wow, you're full of good news today.
It was a good news day. All kinds of things happened.
Speaking of.
Okay.
I was going to say, time for the news.
Oh, all right.
Unless you had something else.
No. I could share personal anecdotes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, let's go. Well, you were gone over the weekend.
But I'm not going to.
You're back now.
I am.
You went to Vermont?
I did.
What was in Vermont? Besides maple syrup and the Green Mountains.
That's about it. There's a lot of mountains.
There are. Well, it's the Green Mountain State.
But let's go from there to the news.
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
It's time for the news.
Have they started construction again in Hollowell?
Yes.
Is that why you're so dour and drab?
I mean, my side's open. Oh, I'm not fair. Dour. I'm me.
So you're dour.
I'm at home, mate. Like, in store me is peppy. At home me is like, yeah, this is where I live. I do what I want. But also, I'm podcast me, so it's a little bit higher than, like, home me.
Yeah, like, home you is just like, eh.
Home me is like, I'm going to go put on comfortable pants and never leave.
I think that's, like, a lot of people in this world.
Big news this
I'm like,
week.
I'm going to put on comfortable pants and go to Zach's house, but eventually I'll leave.
Oh, all kinds of big news this week. I don't even know where to begin. I guess we could do the biggest of the big.
Let's save the bigger of the big. The biggest of the big.
Fine, then we'll go to the second biggest of the big.
Okay.
Star Wars Episode 9 casting was officially released. Probably. I bet there's going to be a couple surprises in there.
Oh, I would imagine there are, yes.
But we get all of the returning cast, the ones you would expect, along with newcomer Kerry Russell, which was rumored to be a thing. And the one that no one's surprised about, Mark Hamill's back.
Yes, he is back.
Amazingly enough, when he said, see you around, kid, it meant he was, gonna be back.
Yeah, the Force Ghost.
Yeah, we've never seen those.
No.
Yeah, so not a huge shocker. The interesting one, though, is Carrie Fisher will be returning, air quotes.
She'll be in it.
J.J. Abrams when Disney released their statement, said there's a quote from J.J. saying, there's a bunch of stuff we shot for Episode 7 that we didn't end up using, and we're reworking it to give a conclusion to her story. We can't imagine finishing the saga without her being a part of it, so they are going to rework footage. They said there's not going to be any CG and no recasting, so they're going to work with what's there.
So I'm curious to know what they shot that they're going to be able to flip around and give her a conclusion to her story.
This is going to sound harsh. There's no way it's not going to come off as harsh. And I think part of the reason she had a smaller role in 7 is her acting just wasn't there for that movie. It got exponentially better for the next one, but she wasn't bringing that much to the role in 7.
She didn't have a whole lot to do for the story.
It sounds harsh, but yeah. We'll see what that means. I think... I know I at least said it in my personal life, but I think I floated it on the show, and I don't think that's an option anymore. I said I bet they're going to do like a shot of her. It's like where she has to sacrifice herself, like running a starship into another one. They're not doing that one.
Nope,
now. That's been done.
That's been done.
I also imagined like a leisure, like kind of like in Jedi, like a slow Star Destroyer going into another, not like BAM! But yeah, so I have no idea how you wrap that up. Maybe it means she doesn't have to die.
I feel like she might.
I don't know. I think that might...
She's going to become one with the Force.
Maybe something like that. I don't know.
Here's a thought. Let me throw this off the wall. The opening crawl, Princess Organa has died.
They just said that she's not gonna. She's going to be in the movie.
No, hear me out. They used the previous footage as a Force ghost.
Yeah, could be. That's possible.
See? There you go. Or like early on in the movie, they used some of the footage of them in a fight and the Star Destroyer she's on blows up And then
just the way JJ's, well, what's the, her, as a Force Ghost, what she's gonna be going like, where's my brother Luke? And Luke's gonna be like waving his arms. He's like, yo, over here, also a Force Ghost.
Don't be so like mean about it.
I don't know what's left. They said there's a bunch of stuff that was left on the cutting room floor, so we'll see what that translates to. I mean, I trust that it's gonna work organically. I don't think they would try it if they couldn't work it.
Yeah, if they didn't have a plan that would work.
It's definitely wasn't a plan that was planned. It is a clear, you know, you have to react to it. But I mean, it's gonna be nice that we're not ending on that. If they can find a way to work what they got into a new story, or to finish her story, great, do that.
Yes, it'd be nice to have a satisfying conclusion.
Yeah, and they also have blessings from her daughter, so I don't think that's a bad thing. I don't think, you know, sending up her mom one more time without, you know, kind of bastardizing it and using stuff that was already there, I don't think that's a bad idea.
What if they have anything from 8 that they shot too that they might be able to incorporate?
They didn't say anything about 8. That doesn't mean it's not there.
Yeah.
Also, you'd have to deal with changing hairstyles. I don't know if it would. I mean, you know, they said no CG, but you could probably CG a different haircut. Well, look, if you could take away a mustache, you could change a hairstyle.
They didn't do that very well. And you know I'm right.
Oh, yeah, that's an awful job.
Anyway.
Speaking of DC, they have officially named their movie universe. Took them 5 years, but they did it.
Uh-oh. What do they name it?
Worlds of DC.
That leads me to believe they can use, like, a multiverse, because they're calling it Worlds of DC.
Yeah. Doesn't make a very good acronym. Like, DCEU. It's first, like, DCEU, but yeah.
WAD. What?
No, it's WADK.
WADK. What are you doing tonight? I'm going to go watch a WAD movie. What you do in your personal time is WADK. Your business.
Oh, yeah, you know, the MCU or the WADK.
WADK.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'm sure they're leaning into that multiverse thing with this, because we already know that Joker movie's happening. And maybe more, if they're not terrible. And they just scrap the whole thing. And then that's just one of the worlds.
See, I think that people
the abandoned world.
People are not going to react well to that film-wise, because they're going to be like, they're going to be very confused as to what world connects with what world. I think it'll be good for, like, the meta kind of fans, like the upper level, but like the casual,
you only got to throw something in like the front of the movie. Like, if they're literally calling it like Worlds of DC, be like, you know, black screen text comes up like, this is like, we've seen the main DC universe, this is one of our many worlds. Bill me, DC. I just wrote you a tagline.
Why would they be billing you?
Because I did the work.
But that means you owe them money if they're sending you the bill.
I'll bill them.
There you go.
Invoice me. PayPal.
There you go. That's better.
Can you Venmo me?
I think you need to send them the bill or the invoice.
Actually, if you're going to send me money via PayPal, make sure you select friends and family. I'm not going to pay those fees. Because me and DC, we're friends and family.
Sure.
You want to do movie news? We'll stay in the world of movies. There's not a ton of news this week. I think we're still a little bit of post-Comic-Con.
Well, I mean, except for the big, big story.
Oh, there is. I'm sure we're talking. So the one at the top of my paper?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that'd be the big one.
Yeah. It involves some sort of wild animal and a mouse.
I suppose. Also a wild animal.
It's reasonable, I guess.
The Guardians of the Galaxy cast have all bandied together.
I've seen this.
They've released a joint statement. All the main characters, or when I say characters, all the main actors.
Free James Gunn.
Including ones that are dead, like Michael Rooker in the movies, not in real life.
Yeah, I was gonna say, he's very much alive. Yondu, however, spoiler alert.
Yeah, they put together quite a comprehensive letter saying that, you know, they've waited 10 days to try and gather their thoughts and put out something. And basically it was, we don't agree with his tweets, but we stand with the man. The idea of these misfits coming together and seeking redemption. Like, this is a thing that's important in our world right now. And we shouldn't be falling to mob mentality. And this shouldn't be a partisan issue. It should be people like, hey, let's not have terrible mob mentality to tear someone apart. That's just not good.
Do you think it'll work?
I don't know. They all said that they threw a line in there along the lines of, like, we all look forward to working with our friend James in the future, which in my eyes reads more as in future projects, but I don't know. This isn't going away for Disney now that you have, like, the entire cast kind of choosing their side of the fence. There's also a question of, you know, they get this internet backlash. The majority of people buying these tickets, do they care? One way or the other, if James Gunn is there or not.
Probably they just want the movie to be there and they want the movie to be good.
Yeah, I'm sure most people aren't following the story in a macro kind of sense.
I feel like, though, like, this is the first, like, major PR issue that Marvel's had to deal with, Marvel Studios has had to deal with, I think, throughout the entire MCU. I mean, unless you can come up with another one, I feel like this is the biggest PR.
They've had quieter ones, like,
that's around, why I said this is the biggest.
Yeah, like, around why Terrence Howard never came back.
Yeah.
Which seemed to be a financial thing. Like, he made more than Danny Jr. did on that, and then he wanted more, and they were like, no. But also, that's mostly hearsay, what I'm saying. There's no definite truth behind that, or why Edward Norton isn't around anymore, like where they had clashes and he got like a scripting credit and that whole movie was a cluster in production. But this is certainly...
Mark Ruffalo is a far better Hulk Bruce Banner, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. I said it before, I'll say it again. Playing smart is the hardest thing to do, and Edward Norton couldn't play smart. He played like a guy reading lines.
He's a very good actor.
Yeah, he just...
I don't know if I'm that not was saying the role that. From... He was just... really good in like American History X, The Magician,
Weird
Fight Club.
Call? Sure, go with The Magician.
Kingdom of Heaven. He was really good in Kingdom of Heaven.
Was he in that?
Yeah, he was. He was King Baldwin. He was the Leper King.
I haven't seen it. Oh, okay.
You don't see his face because he's behind that silver mask the whole time. Except for when he's dead and they pull the mask off and his face is all leprosy.
But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what Disney does here because now, like, lines are being drawn. I just wish Downey Jr. would call them up and just be like, hire him. Hang up.
That's fair. I mean, yeah. Do you want to talk about a sordid past?
Yeah. Does...
I mean...
People were pulling that out, but I don't
think it's not apples and it's apples and oranges.
Yeah.
But still.
I don't know. I think it's going to be interesting what happens. No matter what Disney does, there is going to be a backlash. It is an inescapable backlash. And now when you have all of your main stars saying we disagree with you, I'm not saying this isn't a political thing, but you will have a group of people, no matter what, yelling at you. If you hire him back, people are going to scream. If you don't hire him back, people are going to scream. No matter what, someone's getting pissed.
The higher on the ladder you are, the more visible you are, yeah. And the more people that can get at you. So, I don't know. I think everyone deserves a second chance. I don't think he should be, you know, if he really has... you know, remorse over it and has been through his contrition, then it was years ago.
Did you know one of them was a Rickroll video? I didn't know that until recently. Like, one of them was, like, a link of, like, 100 prepubescent girls touching themselves, and it was, like, a Rickroll link.
I didn't really do any investigations into the whole deal, to be honest.
Okay.
For that very reason.
Like, that'd be a weird tweet to see, like, what was the media engagement on that? Like, who clicked on the link? Like, how many people? You know, let's just move on from that. Moving on.
Weird, you clicked on it, didn't you?
No, I didn't know it was a thing.
Oh.
I mean, I knew what Rickrolling was.
Okay.
I'm aware of that old chestnut.
Have you been Rickrolled before?
I'm sure.
Did you, like, when you got Rickrolled, you went like, son of a bitch.
TV news. Lock and Key has officially been picked up by Netflix.
Netflix is picking it all up.
Well, no, we talked about it before. Like, they had shot an entire pilot that was ready to go, like, 100% done to Netflix. It was like, eh, we don't like that pilot, but we like this concept. Another!
Bring it forth.
Because they got Netflix money. But yeah, they've officially picked it up for 10 episodes. We've talked that book before.
Here's the thing that I really see coming to light is, I don't know how, like, actually, yeah, I do know most of your friends. Because I know all of your friends, just about.
Yeah, just about.
Yeah, like, minus, like, one, maybe two.
Yeah.
So I, like, know 85% of your friends. 85 yeah. to 90% of your friends. Are you crying?
No, that's water. I'm drinking water.
From your eye? It's like on your cheek, above your mouth. On your other side, yeah.
No, it's just water. It's from the top of the glass.
It landed on your eye and came down?
No, it landed on my cheek.
Are you just upset that you don't have a lot of friends and, like, I'm pointing that out? See, no. Nope.
See the surface area?
No, I think you were crying.
You're right.
Anyway.
I'm sad, man.
Told you, you're very dour and morose.
That was a new one.
You like that? I have extensive vocabulary.
No, you don't. Move on.
Bullshit, I don't. Last week you make fun of my beard, now you say I can't speak good. What's wrong with you?
You incompetent troglodyte.
Wow. Ooh. Oh, Jared's using $5 words. I'm going to use $50 words. Troglodyte. Asshole. Anyway, I know that you subscribe to a streaming service for TV. I subscribe to a streaming service now for TV. I've had a couple of friends do the same thing. Do you think that this is the beginning of the end of, like, you're always going to broadcast your local stations, but, like, cable TV as we know it?
There's an adaptation that will happen. That's just how things go. People who will adapt will survive. Those who don't, well, I mean, there's what? TV's changed so much in our lifetime. Like, when we were kids, there were, like, a dozen stations, maybe?
No, there were more than that. I mean,
because it depends on where you.
Yeah. But if you didn't have cable, you got, like, you didn't get that many. Like,
no,
I grew up with, like, three on a good day.
Yeah.
It was, like, CBS, PBS, and the Fox Channel, when the Fox Channel was a new thing. Oh, we got ABC, mostly. NBC? Never could get it where we live with our bunny ears on our TV.
But I mean, even though we got, like, cable was a thing, then it was, like, 30 channels. Now there's literally hundreds of channels and streaming services. It all depends on what you want to watch. You'll find a way to get what you want, and now there's just more of it.
I find life much more easier and simpler with streaming And the access, I can garner access to whatever I want to watch wherever I am.
It's a pick and choose kind of thing. You can only have so many streaming services.
A la carte.
Yeah, I mean, then there's the one that I have Amazon Prime, not because I wanted it, just because, you know, it came with it. I wasn't in it for the streaming.
It's nice to have. It's a nice bonus.
Yeah. Man, I mean, everyone, TV's not dead. It's just changing.
No, I didn't say it was dead, but I was like, cable TV as we know it is going to be vastly different in 5 years.
I don't know. I mean, you still have HBO and Showtime doing a bunch of original stuff. AMC is still picking up some programs.
Yeah, but you can get HBO and Showtime via Amazon Prime memberships with an extra service. Yeah,
throw some extra cash at it.
Yeah, but it's cheaper to do that than it is to have cable TV with it.
Things will just change. That's how it goes. That's how it's always gone.
I mean, I thought I was going to get a more comprehensive answer from you, but
I can't predict what it's going to be. There is going to be an oversaturation point of streaming services. We're probably getting closer to it.
Well, there are more now than there were before.
Yeah, I mean, how many? Because you can, oh, it's only $7. I can only pay $7 so many times.
It all kind of adds back up, doesn't it?
Yeah. Then you're paying way more than you would for a cable package, but then you can't do the cable package because you don't get the stuff you want. People are just, before, I mean, if you had cable, you could kind of get whatever.
Capitalism. Like, baby,
maybe not HBO, but like everyone kind of was on equal footing. But now, if you want to watch a certain thing, it's gonna
remember when you
had
the basic cable package and you would like get to the quote unquote premium packages and you could like try and watch it through the fuzz.
Yes.
Oh, I think I saw what I think I saw. Skinamax.
Oh yeah, so that's it. So Lock and Key.
Anyway, back around.
It's a good book. Read the book. They're getting 10 episodes on Netflix.
That Netflix money, baby.
Marvel, speaking of things we've done before, Marvel Zombies, they're getting a reboot in October, the comic book series. It's a good month to do a reboot of Marvel Zombies. Halloween month.
Oh, it's going to come out in October.
Yes. Not Halloween a lot there. It's been a couple of years.
All Hallows' Eve.
That series, it started great, and then just progressively got worse and worse and worse, and then it was just bad.
Is there ever a good time for a zombie thing to happen? Like, if there was going to be a zombie apocalypse, when would be a good time for that to happen?
Probably spring.
Why?
Well, then you'd have the most, you know, not wintry conditions.
But wouldn't, like, the wintry conditions slow the advance of the zombies?
So in this apocalypse, do you still have heat?
Yes.
Then it doesn't matter.
Why? They're going to be attracted to the warm surroundings? I would think that, like, frostbite would set in. Even if you're undead, you're still going to get frostbite.
It's not like they have blood flow. It doesn't matter.
I'm just thinking there's never a good time for a zombie apocalypse.
Sure. I'm saying I'm indifferent to what time it begins. If there's still electricity, then it's a half-assed apocalypse.
I have a generator.
Okay.
And gasoline.
How much gasoline do you have? 10 gallons, maybe?
Less than 5 gallons at the moment.
Okay, great. Yeah, you'll stay alive forever.
But I know where I can get some.
So does everyone else.
I have a secret store.
Yeah, Marvel Zombies coming back, baby. I think it's going to be a full reboot. Just, you know, same concept. Everything. Speaking of things coming back, I haven't watched it yet, but always worth mentioning because, you know, me.
Okay.
The Ninja Turtle show that everyone wasn't all that thrilled, at least design-wise, about has already been renewed for a second season, so apparently there was enough hype around it. Before it even aired, it got renewed, so hey, that's fine.
That's real. So the execs must love it.
Yeah.
If you renew it for another season and the execs love it, but the actual like consumers of it don't enjoy it, is that like...
No, then it would just go for 2 seasons. I mean, they're definitely getting 2. I guess the first 5 episodes are out on the Nickelodeon app. I looked at it long enough to go, yeah, I can watch those, and then I never got around to it. Well, eventually.
The time has come and gone.
Yeah, well, no, I think I still probably could, but, you know.
Do you have the Nickelodeon app?
It worked without a TV provider, or maybe it'll be one of those things like where you watch like one, it's like, and now if you want the rest, you gotta...
Oh, they're gonna... The first one's for free?
Yeah, then you gotta pony up the drug dealers that Nickelodeon is.
Yes.
They're real into opioids. You don't know.
Maybe that's what
I promise you. Someone working at Nickelodeon is into opioids.
That's maybe the main ingredient in the slime.
I don't know what or who, but someone, I promise.
I mean, they did come up with Legends of the Hidden Temple, so there's...
I don't know what that is.
What? You don't know Legends of the Hidden Temple?
No.
You're kidding.
Is that before time or is it after? I didn't have cable.
I didn't have cable. I knew Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Yeah.
It was like the iconic, one of the iconic Nickelodeon games.
Hey, guess what? I don't care about game shows now, and I didn't care about them then.
You suck.
I don't. It's not my
thing. How do you not know Legends of the Hidden Temple? Like, the Silver Monkey.
Well, you literally just said it's a game show. That's why, because I don't care.
Oh, come on.
I don't watch game shows.
You don't like Jeopardy?
No.
Wheel of Fortune?
No. I don't even... At least...
You don't like...
I understand...
Price is Right?
I don't know the difference between, like, Wheel of Fortune, Price is Right, any of those things. I don't know which is which. I know they are things.
How do you not... You don't know the difference between Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy?
I know Jeopardy, mostly because of Saturday Night Live.
Okay, but you don't know the difference between, like, Price is Right and Wheel of Fortune?
Could not tell you.
Supermarket Market Sweep.
I remember that one. Was that they pushed the card around?
Yes.
Yeah.
What about...
Was that a game show, or was that just grab as much crap as you can?
It was like practicing for looting for the upcoming zombie apocalypse. Always grab the ham, because it's on special. What about, like... Okay, so you wouldn't know Tic-Tac-Toe. That was a good show with Wink Martindale.
That one I haven't even heard of.
The Match Game?
Aware of it.
It's back. It's actually not bad. It's entertaining. You should watch it. I think it's like Thursday night. Other game shows, like iconic game shows. Yes, I
Thursday am. Night's on ABC.
Press Your Luck.
Nah.
Concentration.
Are you asking me to concentrate?
No, like Concentration. No the idea. Game Concentration. My God, man.
I knew Celebrity Squares was a thing.
Yeah, that was... Yeah, it wasn't... Yeah, it was... Hollywood Squares, not Celebrity Squares.
What? Yeah, they're not my thing. Game shows aren't my thing. Never have been.
Oh my God, you are so... I can't even stand the sight of you right now.
Why do they matter? None of those matter.
This is great entertainment. Family Feud?
Aware of it. Mostly Saturday Night Live. I understand Steve Harvey does it. Is that still true?
This is what you've driven me to.
Kanan did that one for the 16 years he's been around.
Double Dare? American Gladiators.
Names I've heard of.
I've only heard of American Gladiators.
That's true. I don't know what it is. Were they actually doing gladiator things?
Yes, they were actually American Gladiators.
Okay. I don't know.
There was like one that they like this person has to run through an obstacle course while getting shot at by tennis balls from a high-powered air cannon.
The closest thing to a game show I know is that weird dubbed thing on Spike TV that was like a Japanese TV
show. Oh, MXC, Most yeah. Extreme Elimination yeah, Challenge.
That's
yes.
As close as I know to a game show.
That's not a game show so much as that's just entertainment.
We're moving on from game show.
Let's go to Guy Ledouche in the field.
I couldn't have pulled that name out.
Captain Tennille, also in
oh,
the
yeah,
show.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go. You haven't seen Top Gun. You don't like sweet things, and you don't like game shows. No wonder you're so dour and upset and angry with the world. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Never seen it. Aware of it. I'm at least aware of the format, I think. Not. I promise nothing.
Oh, my God.
Does Regis still do it?
No. Wow.
Who does it now?
I don't know. You're hurting my head. I'm like...
I got Regis. How timely is that reference?
Not very, to be honest.
I'm going to enjoy my ice water.
Far from it. I'm shocked that you don't know... Like, so what did you do when you were... You didn't need cable to watch Price is Right.
Yeah, but I didn't like it.
What did you... How do you not like The Price is Right? Like, when you...
I don't know.
Listen,
don't like
when you're
stuff.
Sick as a kid in school, you did like... You slept in, you watched The Price is Right, and then you watched like Judge Judy or Jerry Springer or The People's Court. And they took another nap because the soap operas come on in the afternoon, and screw that.
Big line of no across all of that.
No Jerry Springer for you?
No. I like things with a narrative. I've always liked that.
What about the human drama of somebody trying to win fantastic prizes and like playing along at home?
I don't care.
Do you like going to bar trivia?
No, not really.
You are a sad, strange little man.
It's not my thing.
Wow.
Tell you what, when you go home after this, you can turn on the Game Show Network and be with your people.
Well,
your 80-year-old
people. I don't get Game Show Network with my streaming service, but YouTube, that's a hell of a thing. They're not... my 80-year-old
I'm not the
people.
Weird one here.
Yeah, what the... No. Fuck you, okay? That is not how this works. That is not, no. How do you... It boggles my damn mind.
It doesn't do anything. It's just mindless crap.
It's not mindless crap at all. Jeopardy is like a thinking person's game. You know how much stuff I've learned from Jeopardy?
Very little.
A lot.
Like what?
Actually, I know a lot of stuff, so I'm really good at Jeopardy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Way to try and dig yourself out of that hole. Like, do you have the very best mind?
No, I don't.
You have the best words? Those are things that you claim tonight.
Not in that particular manner.
Bing, bing, bong, bong. Very stable genius over here.
I'm going to slap you. I'm going to stab you to death, you non-Price is Right watching son of a bitch. This is just an unbelievable and stunning... Of all the things that you don't do or don't enjoy, this one probably upsets me the most. I can get not liking candy. I can get kind of having not watched Top Gun, but not liking game shows.
No.
Having never really watched Jeopardy or The Price... The fact that you couldn't tell the difference between Wheel of Fortune and Price is Right...
I mean, I know what the wheel looks like. But beyond that...
They both have a wheel.
Then I don't know which is which.
Win, lose, or draw?
Famous titles. No, don't. I don't know these things. Welcome to the comic book show, not the weird, sad, mid-afternoon nerd show.
Oh, wow. Wow. Just continue with the news. yes, they are on it at night in the evening. Normal people watch these things.
Nah, not my thing.
The Gong Show?
No. That was before our time. We've talked about this before.
The Gong Show.
You weren't
show.
Really alive for it. We're not going back to it.
The Gong Show is back.
Cool.
There's a new Gong Show hosted by Mike Myers.
Okay.
But he's dressed up as a British guy.
Big news of the week.
Yeah, Zach's an idiot who doesn't like game shows.
I do not. I'll stand by
you being an idiot's not news, but the fact that you don't love game shows is... Or not even love that. You don't have to love them. You just have to like enjoy one.
You see, I go into the show and I say, like what you like. I don't care.
I like what I like. I just can't believe that you don't like that. I mean,
you know, tribalism is a real issue in this country right now. Why don't you just dig yourself in a little deeper?
All right, carry on with the news.
We lost so many people during that. We lost like
You know why we lost them? Because you don't watch friggin' game shows. You called us all as game show fans nerds.
Sad, lonely nerds at home with your cats.
There are plenty of people that also have dogs that watch game shows. I can't believe you don't know American Gladiators.
Why don't you go crochet another pothole?
What kind of childhood did you have?
One where I spent time outside with friends.
I did too. Stories. Yeah, we did. You know what we did when we were outside? We tried to recreate things from American Gladiators.
I know you're lying. Really? We tried to recreate The Price is Right. How much is this pencil?
That's actually not very inaccurate at all, actually, to be honest.
The Disney-Fox merger happened. Jesus, how hard is it to get to this story? It finally happened. Disney bought Fox. Fox is going to have a new logo for their sports and news that are still left called like New Fox, which they're the new Coke of apparently news.
Is it like Crystal Pepsi?
Yeah. Also, New Coke worked in that, but yes. You're just naming other colas. Now you want to bring Tab up? Fancy Tab? Do you remember Fancy Tab? That one didn't happen.
No, there was no such thing as Fancy Tab. Mr. Pibb.
Mr. Pibb. That's when they did their own clear version.
Mr. Pibb, their answer to Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, it was higher than the original because Comcast put their bid in. It's been approved by the government. It's going to be going through in early 2019.
So that means Fantastic Four, X-Men, coming to Disney.
Simpsons.
Now, here's an address, not to go political, but what happens to something like Fox News?
They stay.
They stay?
You can't
They're own... a separate entity?
Yeah, that's going to be the new Fox because they're still going to keep sports. They're still going to keep news. You can't own more than one news organization.
That's fair.
So during the Fox buyout, that was legally off the table.
What was the final price?
$71 billion.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. But it brings them to a question a lot of things, like as far as like shows that were probably already going into production will probably at least get their seasons because, you know, they've already started. But that brings into question things like movies. There are rumors that stuff like New Mutants and Dark Phoenix are just going to get shelved because Disney owns them now.
Telling you, Silver Surfer going to be in the next Avengers movie.
But those movies, I mean, they were going to be terrible movies. They've been pushed back like 18 months or something. That's always a good
sign. Now they can do them right. They can do them well.
They're just going to get shelved because they're part of an old universe. Why would Disney release a movie that's part of a movie franchise that they generally want to have forgotten? Do they really want to release movies and then reboot their own version, which will have diminishing returns if people aren't that excited because they just watched two crappy movies?
Yeah, that's why I think...
Those movies aren't happening.
I'm sure that there's been a plan with Marvel Studios for some time now, what to do when they acquire these properties. But now you can really push into a different direction. I would not be surprised to see some Captain Marvel Fantastic Four stuff after you're done with the Avengers. Now you don't have to do Avengers things anymore.
Yeah, I mean, the world opens up a bit. I mean, it's scary that there's a company this big in the world, but at the same time, I get the X-Men owned by Disney. Hooray!
It's a company this big, but it's a company that's doing it right. They're doing it well.
Yeah, but there's always the argument of that limits creatives. Like, let's say you want to go sell a screenplay. Like, you got maybe 7 places. Now you're down to, like, 6.
But remember, back in the day, studios had the rights to writers.
Yeah, that's still true. People still buy contracts.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's just one less place you can take yourself, but it's not like, at least there's a little more independence for writers. You're not, like, beholden to a studio, so you can only go through them. I mean, the old studio, like, the grand days of Hollywood, the studio system is vastly different than it used to be.
Yeah, we'll see what this means. I'll be curious to see how shows continue, like, something like The Simpsons. Does Disney care about doing, like, this 30-year-old show or, like, 28-years-old show?
I don't think that you're going to see... The Simpsons aren't going anywhere.
We'll see.
It's an institution. I think that's just... They're going to do that until the people who do The Simpsons don't want to do it.
They got big contracts, and Disney just spent a bunch of money. We'll see if that means they still want to keep spending that kind of cash.
But that being said...
They got Disney money.
They got Disney money.
Yeah, that's a big news story this week.
I would think that's the biggest of the big.
Yeah. Hopefully positive things come out of it. I will bet right now that you're not going to see those Dark Phoenix and New Mutant movies.
Oh,
why would they do that?
There's no reason to.
It's like you're going to release two crappy movies that people aren't going to be excited about, and then like a year later, something that they're definitely going to be fast-tracking, be like, hey, gang, and here's the new X-Men. I'm like, we just saw two bad ones. Why are we going to go see this?
No, definitely there's going to be a big shift and a big change. And
I bet you'll get them eventually, like maybe on like Disney's streaming service.
Yeah. No, I think that, like you said, they probably swallow it. But here is like what you can do now is...
Because I don't care about the money that's spent. Like, Fox spent that money. That wasn't their money.
Yeah. But here's like the thing. Now that they have like Fantastic Four, X-Men, Avengers, now you can be running multiple lines of movies. And now you can have, you know, everything with the MCU has been kind of Avengers-based. But now you can have a totally separate Fantastic Four world.
I don't think they're going to... I think they're kind of at their peak right now just to keep market interest alive. Like, they're doing 3 movies a year.
Oh, yeah. I don't think you go like 6.
I'd go see one a month, but I don't think everyone would go see one a month.
No. At that point, it's a TV show. At that point, it's HBO.
It already is a TV show.
Yeah, but like...
They're like 20-odd episodes in now.
Yeah, over 10 years, 12 years.
Yeah. Remember 2009? There wasn't a single movie.
That was a boring year.
It was a dark year in cinema. Not a single Marvel movie, my God.
What am I? Where else am I going to spend my cinema bucks?
Last bit of news following up on our letter from last week.
Oh, okay.
The Buffy TV reboot looks like it's going to be a sequel.
Interesting.
Yeah. The showrunner put out a thing that was very vague, but certainly points in that direction, which for me brings up, as you might know, I do another show. It's all about the comics that have been canon for 11 years.
Buffy, back has she been?
Do you scrap that universe if you do a sequel series? Because
it's a sequel.
Yeah, but so is all of this stuff.
It just depends on where the jumping on point is for the sequel.
Yeah, I don't know. I hope it doesn't. Because,
like, is it a sequel from the last canon?
Yeah, because Whedon's been involved with all of these. He wrote a ton of them, and he's going to be involved with this new show. So ideally, if he's doing both, there would be carryover, because if they're going to do a sequel series, then definitely you're going to get old actors coming back for like an episode or two. But on the other hand, he also said 10 years ago at the Paley Fest reunion in 2008 that he'd scrap the canon of the comics if it meant working with the actors again. But that being said, that was also when the comics were only like a year into their life. So who knows what that means?
I think I'm not the Buffy guy like you are. Like, you're a big time Buffy fan. If you're going to do a sequel, again, I think it depends on where the jumping on point is. And obviously it's going to become canon. So where do you insert it in there? Like we talked about last week, you know, do you have, like, because you said, like, into every generation a Slayer is born.
Yeah.
So you've got that bit of layer that you can hit with it. So it's not like a reboot. It's a extension of the Buffy universe.
The main story, or I guess it's not, because apparently it's going to keep going. Everything is ending in 2 months. My original thought behind the ending was like, you know, like, sales just weren't there to necessarily do it, even though it's like Dark Horse's 5th biggest book. I think now that it's ending because this new thing is coming. So we'll see what that means. I don't know.
Could be.
I hope it all counts. Is this what Star Wars fans felt a few years ago?
Probably.
But that's different to its own point, because Star Wars, their continued canon, their whatever they called it, I think the expanded universe, was that it?
Yes.
Like, that wasn't run by George Lucas. That was run by a bunch of like random ass people coming at all ends. This has all been under essentially one roof, run by one guy.
So it's going to stay true to the vision he's had, perhaps?
Yeah, so I mean, it's not exactly what, like, when Star Wars canceled all their stuff, it's not exactly that, because the guy who did Star Wars wasn't involved with it at all.
Yeah, you're not beholden to the whims of other people.
Yeah, compared to Whedon's done all this stuff. So who knows what that means? Who knows? I guess we'll find out.
The shadow knows.
In a year. God, did you learn that on Jeopardy?
I did. Actually, I learned it also in like books about pop culture. Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of man? The shadow knows. Bring me back those old radio serials.
I mean, yeah, that's what podcasting is, or what kind of podcasting is.
Did you ever read the book Who Was That Masked Man Anyway by Avi?
No.
That's a good book. Great book.
One of the three you've read that isn't Harry Potter?
Okay. Listen, guy. I've read more than 3 books.
That's what I was doing when you were watching, I don't know, supermarket price check.
My God.
That is it for the news.
Thank God.
That was maybe 10 minutes of news and 30 minutes of you screaming into the abyss.
What it is when I talk to you.
All right.
I have more productive conversations with your wall.
It's time for Jared Sports Reports.
He's running down the middle by the 50. He's at the 30. Bare chested. The guy is drunk, but there he goes. Oh, and they tackle him at the 40-yard line.
It's time for another Jared Sports Report.
It's the middle of summer. There's not a lot going on. As we record this on Monday night, the Sox continue to have the best record in the majors, and they're in trade talks for Adrian Beltre. That'd be a big return to the Sox lineup.
I saw some of the, when I got lunch slash dinner today, I saw some of the game that was on today. Looked really boring.
Baseball?
Yeah, it looked like a really boring game.
It's what they call the dog days of summer now. It's just grinded out. Aaron Judge, the Yankees all-star slugger, broken bone in his wrist after getting hit by a pitch. He's out at least 4 to 6 weeks, if not maybe longer. Not good news for the Yankees.
Are you happy?
I don't like seeing superstars get hurt. I want to be, when I beat the Yankees, I want them to be at their best, not without their star people. The one thing that does get me, though, is this.
Your confidence when they beat the Yankees.
So here's my big issue with all this. There was a hashtag going, pray for Judge. The guy is a multi-million dollar athlete. He broke a bone in his wrist. I don't think he needs your prayers. It's not like he was stricken with some sort of terminal disease.
Certainly not without your thoughts.
It's not like he was stricken with some sort of terminal. I'm just moving on. Like some terminal disease or befell some like real big tragedy. Yes, baseball is his line of work. Yes, it's his, how he puts food on the table and you know, pays for what he has. But he makes multi-million dollars and it's a broken bone in his wrist. The man is not dying. That's what, like, pray for whoever hashtags like that. They just drive me insane. So Jared Sports Reports again becomes Jared rants about idiotic things in sports fandom that really make him upset and angry. What else? Kyle Busch won the race at Pocono in the NASCAR Monster Energy Series. Bubba Wallace had an unbelievable...
I'm sorry, who?
Bubba Wallace. That's his name. Daryl Wallace. He had an accident.
Michael Jackson name him?
No. I got to show you this video of him hitting the wall. It's terrifying. Walked away from a tremendous... It broke a concrete wall. That's how hard he hit the wall. And the Patriots training camp is underway. So that's also kind of big news. So that's really it. Man, football season's starting to pick up. They'll start playing games in a couple of weeks.
Is that your reports? Is that the world of sports?
That's really the world of sports for the moment, yeah.
Boy, nothing's happening.
It's the dog days of summer, man.
Do you know what that is? Do you know what dog days are?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Okay, continue.
So there's a star called Canis Major.
That's all you need to go with. It's a constellation.
Yeah.
I was just curious if you knew. Yes, that's it. We're moving on.
Major is a constellation.
It's time for Jared's reading.
And the ancient Egyptians thought that the brightness of the star added to the heat. And therefore, we have the dog days
theme,
of summer.
Playing the theme.
Do you know what constellation he's tied to? He's actually somebody's dog.
No, we're moving
dog.
On. It's
he's,
just the
do you know
the answer was constellation.
But do you know whose dog he is? Canis Major is the constellation, the big dog. All right? Alpha dog, if you will. Do you know who the dog belongs to?
Yeah, that's not a thing.
What?
Yeah, never. We're not doing that. We're doing...
No, tell me. Do you know who the dog belongs to? The constellation
No, I am
dog.
Moving on.
Orion the Hunter.
Yeah, with his dumbass belt.
Yeah, well, you can identify him.
We're moving on. We read a thing this week, kind of.
His belt isn't as big as yours, fatty.
What does that even mean?
It means you need a big belt, bigger than a constellation man needs.
Of three stars?
You're lucky to get three stars. You're going to have what I like to call a Yelp disaster if you keep this up.
People just screaming.
It's Jared's Reading Corner.
This week, we read a thing. Godzilla, he's a hot topic right now.
Oh, God.
The hottest topic, but not that hot topic. No, don't go to hot topic.
Speaking of weird belts.
It's not my reading corner.
Oh, it's my reading corner. Yes. Well, I didn't know if you were going to go anywhere else for that.
Godzilla, he's a thing.
I didn't know if you were going anywhere else for that hot take, that hot topic take.
No, I don't really like him. It's not my store.
Not your genre of stuff.
No.
Okay. Not in your wheelhouse.
I like a plain tee and a jean.
Or these starter shorts that you have on.
Well, it's summer.
Black t-shirt with white cat hair all over it.
So still a plain tee.
Yeah.
I guess, and during the summer, I guess, compared to jeans, just shorts.
I hear you. I feel you there. Anyway, Jared's Reading Corner. Mixing two worlds.
It's a look that never goes out of style.
Zach's comics and my sports, and my God, was this some heaping garbage. Entertaining garbage, but heaping nonetheless. Charles Barkley versus Godzilla.
Or titled Godzilla versus Barkley.
Whatever.
A 1993 special put out by Dark Horse.
Oh, it was special, all right.
Oh, yeah.
It was so special that we couldn't find a copy of it to read, so we had to watch a video of someone reading it in order for us to read it.
That was the best part.
Listening to the guy do the onomatopoeia. Shring. Aye. So... Where do I start?
That's the best way to read a comic. Watching someone on YouTube with a shaky handheld read it to you because it was sublime.
And try and do Charles Barkley's voice for like three panels. Total panels. That's terrible.
We open our book with Charles Barkley doing... Oh, that's not
no,
true.
We open our boat on a Chinese or Japanese shipping freighter.
And they're like, don't say Godzilla's name, and they say his name, and then he appears. So I guess he's Beetlejuice.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, he didn't say it three times.
Godzilla's bigger than Beetlejuice. He only needs it once.
He only needs one?
Yeah.
That's really inconvenient.
So Godzilla pops up in the shipping lane, destroys this boat.
Somehow somebody survives this and floats God knows how far.
To America.
Yeah, pretty much. Up on a beach where there just so happens to be Charles Barkley doing a video shoot and a young man and his grandfather.
No, I thought he was doing a signing.
Or a signing or something. Well,
why is Charles Barkley doing a signing
on
a
random
beach?
Yeah.
In 1993. He doesn't need this.
No idea. And apparently he has a game that night because, like, you want to see him? Buy a ticket to the game.
A young boy named Matthew is Charles Barkley's biggest fan.
No,
why is
not.
He Charles Barkley's biggest fan?
There were several other people that were claiming to be his biggest fan.
But why is he the biggest fan?
Because he's America's greatest warrior.
Because he's America's greatest warrior.
What?
When did Charles Barkley ever do that? You're like,
anything less would be uncivilized.
The greatest warrior America has to offer, Charles Barkley.
Well, he did have to live in the shadow of Jordan and Magic and Bird.
Also takes a shot at the Bulls later.
Yes,
but
he does.
We'll get there.
Don't get me wrong. Charles Barkley, definitely a great basketball player. Hall of Famer.
One of the best.
Yeah. I don't know if he's America's greatest warrior, however.
That's never how I thought about him.
Like, how do you think the G.I. Joe people feel about that?
You know, just kind of, when I think of Charles Barkley, I'm like, you know, aggressive player, kind of cranky, funny in his older age.
Sir Charles was his nickname.
Yeah.
Remember the Right Guard commercials? He used to be the spokesman for Right Guard deodorant.
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah. He'd be wearing like one of those safari hats, and he'd have it be like,
oh,
anything less is uncivilized.
Speaking of commercials, this is what this came out of. They were Nike commercials.
Oh, yeah. They actually made the shoes. I was doing a little research.
They made.
That we're about to talk about.
Yeah. There were live action commercials in the early 90s of Charles Barkley and Godzilla playing basketball. Wildly entertaining. Worth YouTubing.
Oh, really?
You never seen them?
No.
Oh, they're great.
Okay, I'll YouTube it after
the
show.
Oh my god, they're so much fun.
Oh, wow. More fun than this comic?
You never saw these?
No.
For as much crap as you're giving me, it's like, you haven't watched The Price is Right. You never saw Saturday morning cartoons with Charles Barkley and Godzilla?
No.
In commercial time?
No, because usually I was going to get some more cereal or, like, you know.
Okay.
Beg my mom to buy something I just saw in the previous commercial. I was probably always out of the room for the Charles Barkley commercials.
They're fantastic.
Maybe I was also outside playing like a real kid.
Not on Saturday mornings.
Oh, that's true. Saturday morning cartoons were... By the way, those have gone down drastically.
I wouldn't know.
The last time I saw it, like, and this is a couple years ago, there was not really any good Saturday morning cartoon. It was all educational. Not that that's bad, but...
Edutainment.
Yeah.
Still got a sour place in my heart for Mario Teaches Typing.
Ugh. But that being said, I did like Bill Nye. I liked Bill Nye better than Beakman's World. Bill Nye, much better than Beakman's World. I also liked Wishbone.
I didn't know what the second thing you said was.
Wishbone?
I knew Wishbone. The other
Beakman's
thing.
World?
Yeah, I don't know that one.
It was a knockoff Bill Nye.
Okay. Where were we? Oh, yeah. A young boy named Matthew. Matthew can't meet Charles Barkley, so they literally throw him out.
Literally.
And he goes to his grandfather, and he's just like, here, have this magic silver dollar. I used it to pitch a no-hitter against New York.
And it was the New York elite. Not really the Yankees. Not even the Mets. Wasn't even the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Thank God he now has this magic silver dollar. And then, because this kid sucks at noticing
I want to know
anything.
More about this magic dollar, too. Like, what's its origin? Where did it come from? Where did the old man get
it from?
They
said
it
was like from like 1890. That's where. 1890. The magical time. Someone washes up on the beach, apparently from Japan.
Yeah.
Who now also speaks English. Earlier, he was speaking Japanese, but I guess he could be bilingual.
His first words are Zilla.
Yeah, and the kid's like, oh, I bet they're shooting a commercial. I'm like, no, that's...
Yeah, for Zillow. He's like new to the area, wants to find a house. Maybe a low-priced apartment.
No, that is a man who was somehow floated from Japan to America successfully.
Currents, ocean currents, sea turtles, stuff like that.
So I guess this is on the West Coast.
Well, I mean, yeah, he did say something about the West Coast. This is how we do it in the West.
That was Barkley. So I guess they're on Venice Beach.
Yes, Muscle Beach.
Why not?
Hulk Hogan is over at Gold's Gym. So anyway. So
this guy rolls up, and floats from Japan to America, says that Godzilla is coming. And one of my favorite parts is the kid Matthew. He's like, oh my God, Godzilla. This one guy goes, Godzilla? What is that? I've never heard of Godzilla.
He's like, he's the king of monsters. And he's like, you must be the king of liars.
In a world where God, because we don't know that anything else like supernatural exists in this world. In a world where Godzilla is real. There isn't a single human being who wouldn't know about the giant fire-breathing dragon.
No. Also, by the way, 110%, like, it probably was Venice Beach. Like, thinking back on the panels, everyone was wearing like Speedos and really tight bikinis. 110% Venice Beach.
It's just the 90s.
110% Venice Beach. There was a rollerblader.
But can you imagine that world where it's like Godzilla? Like, Godzilla exists in our world. Can you imagine someone being like, who?
There are a lot of things. Like, I can totally sympathize now because he's like, Price is Right? What?
That's not Godzilla.
It's bigger than Godzilla.
Oh, okay, great.
Speaking Price is Right has ruined many lives.
Godzilla. Oh, yeah, so then Godzilla
shows up at the beach.
Yeah, just walks through it. Charles Barkley just walks away. Like, his managers are there, like, eh, this isn't your problem. He's like, oh, look, giant monster.
Yeah, and the kid's like, we got to go tell Charles Barkley. And Grandpa's like, screw Charles, man. Save yourself.
He's like, no, he's America's greatest warrior.
Man, whoever wrote this was high.
That would be Mark Barron. Or Mike Barron.
Oh, good for Mike.
He didn't have a Wikipedia page.
Tells you a lot about how good he was.
And that I got his name wrong.
Anyway, he meets up with Charles Barkley and is like, Charles, you're America's greatest warrior.
He's like, yeah, like, I am.
Yeah, he's like, oh, now that you mentioned it, kid, get in my convertible with me. Charles Barkley abducts a kid who is pandering to him.
Also, my man, he fires his managers.
Yeah, because they're like, oh, you're not. That's Godzilla coming. Yeah, but this kid told me I'm America's greatest hero.
Warrior.
Same difference.
So instead of going to fight Godzilla,
they find a park to play basketball.
Yeah, Charles is like, there's no Godzilla. He's over there. He's like, you have to fight him. He's like, eh, let's go play basketball together. He's like, one-on-one, no, first to 15.
Yeah, the kid's like, okay, spot me 13 because you're tall. All right, you want the ball? Let's flip for it.
So the kid tricks Barkley into flipping the silver magic dollar, and he becomes as big as Godzilla.
300 feet tall. And the basketball, too.
Yeah, the ball grows with him, too. Like, a news helicopter comes around. They're like, Charles, what are you going to do? They call him Charles Barkley. You can't just say one or the other.
Yeah.
Full name, Charles Barkley. He's like, I'm going to do the only thing I can do. Challenge this, like, suitcase-skinned.
Yeah. I'm ball this fool up.
Yeah.
So they go to a local military installation.
Well, he throws the basketball at Godzilla's head. It's like, yeah. I also love that they're like, there have been zero casualties. Yeah, the same way there were none in Batman v Superman. The city was abandoned.
The city is that cars are flying, people are fleeing. You tell me there's been no...
Oh, yeah, they're all dead. A lot of people died. Yeah, they go to a shuttle launch.
Where he pulls down the top piece of a shuttle launch equipment and makes it into a hoop. It
says it's regulation. It's
definitely taller than 10 feet.
And then they have the dirtiest game of basketball.
Oh, it was bad.
Godzilla hits him with his tail. Barkley elbows him in the face.
Godzilla melts the ball with
Godzilla has a hell of a jump shot, though.
He does. Oh, my God. Godzilla had a 1-0 lead on Barkley to start the game.
There were some flagrant fouls in there.
It was, rough.
And then when Barkley dunked on Godzilla, he did melt the basketball.
And then Barkley just goes on this whole tirade where, like, oh, you're just going to pick up your ball and go home? Actually, hold on 1 minute. Time out. I think I may have made a connection in the back of my head.
Is it Space Jam?
It might be. When did Michael Jordan leave? I'm looking it up right now. When Michael Jordan left the NBA to play baseball, 1994.
Oh,
93. So this came out in 93. This is totally now 110%. I'm putting it together. A jab at Michael Jordan. Oh, you're just going to take your ball and go home now?
But so then he like kind of buddies up with Godzilla. He's like, you know, a little bit of practice would be good. You could go on some second rate team like the Bulls.
Yeah, because Michael Jordan had left and they immediately became basement dwellers for a year.
And the solution to keeping Godzilla occupied, what happens? Barkley gets some custom made Nikes. So Godzilla is now wearing basketball shoes, gets him a new ball, gets him a hoop in a canyon and says, all right, do 1,000,000 layups. And we'll talk. So Godzilla just does it.
How does Godzilla understand English, first of all?
I don't know. How's he doing layups?
He's working on them. He's got some sweet kicks. Everyone needs to work on their layups. Righty on the right side, lefty on the left side. Make sure he's using that left hand thing that he has.
And then...
That's the last we see of Godzilla.
And then, yeah, that's how Godzilla is defeated. 1,000,000 layups. And Barkley just becomes a regular sized man again. No explanation. And gives the magical silver dollar back to Matthew.
Who
sucks, by the way. Yeah, Matthew sucks.
Matthew's trying to ball this kid up in some city. And somehow Charles Barkley's able to find him. Like, of all the places and all the cities, he's just able to randomly roll up on the kid. The same time the kid's like, oh, yeah, I know Charles Barkley.
Yeah.
And I need to borrow a dollar from Charles.
This is dumb, but it's amazing. It's so weird and so bad and so many weird plot holes and being spun off of funny commercials, but damn, this is stupid.
It's great brain mush. Listen, if you had a half hour to burn, you could burn it reading this, or you could burn it watching something like Wheel of Fortune or Jeopardy.
Oh, and you'll remember this forever. Compared to that other crap you won't remember in 10 minutes.
What do you mean it's crap? Alex Trebek is a damned institution.
I heard he's retiring in 2020.
Getting ready to take his place.
The only reason I saw it is I saw someone put up on Twitter, like, deleting 10-year-old pedophilic tweets or something.
What?
So that they could take over his job.
Oh.
I'm trying to clean up their Twitter. That was the joke.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, because there's a lot of that going around sports right now. Everyone's backstory's coming out. Everyone's got skeletons.
Oh, really? That wasn't in the reports.
Yeah, I'm trying to avoid it. I'm not joining this mass mob search people's past on Twitter. Just be smart about it. That's all.
If you can find this or watch it on YouTube, not a review of it on YouTube, just a man reading it to you, real monotone, real shaky camera. That's the only way to experience this comic.
It definitely made it different.
It made it something, but boy, this is a dumb comic.
It's not very smart. I'll give it that.
You know what, though? Something we didn't talk about? The art on Godzilla and Barkley?
Not bad.
Yeah, not bad at all. Very recognizable.
Was it the dumbest, most idiotic thing I've ever read? No. Was it the worst thing I've ever had to endure for this show? Strange Tales wasn't bad.
Plant Man, who was in Strange Tales.
The Amalgam stuff was kind of weird.
Yeah, the Amalgam stuff. Oof. But yeah, read this if you can find it. It's a one shot and it's dumb as all hell, but damn it, it's enjoyable.
It's not quite an air ball. It's not a swish. It's like a brick. It kind of hits the rim and then it bounces back out.
It's no Air Jordan, but it's a nice ripoff of an Air Jordan.
Yes.
There we go. That's that. We're moving on to letters to the editors.
A lot of questions, number one. Damn few answers.
Here's another one of your letters to the editors.
Make it so.
I got a sassy one, but I'm not going to read the sassy one.
Oh, come on. Give me the sassy one.
It was directed at you.
Oh, then yes, let's read the sassy one. I'm not hiding. I'm here. Come at me.
Oh, I forgot about that. Got to remember that for the end.
Oh.
Editors, it has come to my attention that Jared has been critical about the trenching around Zach's house. If Jared would like to show up with a shovel and help, he is welcome. We are holding a recent video we found on the internet hostage, and it's a video of you singing I'm a Little Teapot, and it's from my parents.
Oh, okay. Well, first of all, the video of me singing I'm a Little Teapot is public, and it's on my timeline, so it's not really being held hostage in any way, shape, or form. Secondly, I would love to come and help out, but your son never asks for help, so...
I'm saving you for a job in the fall.
Yeah, see? There you go. I'm not being
that one's
critical of the
suck.
I'm not critical of the craftsmanship or the work behind the trench digging. It just feels like it's been going on for some time now.
Less than a month. Started right around the beginning of July.
Well, I just feel like you're always
there's been a big hole around my house.
Yeah.
There's always some kind of hole
there's
around
always
my
some
house.
Kind of trench or French drain being installed around your property. Why don't you just save some time and just build a moat? It would help keep people away. It'd be very you. You have a little drawbridge at the end of your driveway.
Ugh,
keep the riffraff out. A portcullis, perhaps? That's right. A portcullis.
So that was one letter. What is the strangest MCU moment?
Strangest?
I have an answer. It's more just a thing that bugs me.
Go for it.
Why like that?
I'm trying to think of one.
So Winter Soldier. Great movie. Like, they tried to ground that one as much as they could. Like, real political thriller. The action's great. There's a bunch of CG, like, and like, we have flying ships that are shooting things, but all that like hand-to-hand stuff is great. Like, no digital squibs, like all those shots are all blanks. It looks great. Except there's this one scene, like when they have the big bridge fight, where they have everyone like falls, they're in a car accident, and they all like roll across the highway from a quarter of a mile when they were going at highway speeds. This movie that's so based in reality, and then they just roll along the highway. I'm like, yeah, they don't have skin anymore.
That's fair.
That's always bugged me.
You know what's
good? They're dead. They don't have skin. Like, whether or not like the impact got it, like losing as much skin as they would have, but they all just like roll and they're like, oh man, what a car accident. Run away.
You know what kind of bugged me? Here's my thing.
So no, just, you know, this question failed.
No.
Straight just turned into things that bugged
us. All right. So it's obvious that during Civil War, Pepper and Tony are on the outs.
Yeah.
All right. And then she just shows back up at the end of Spider-Man Homecoming and he proposes to her.
They were doing stuff in between. You don't know.
Yeah, but
his life is not on display for you.
He's Iron Man. Of course it is.
He's doing other things in the background.
Apparently Pepper.
Yeah.
Okay. That was just weird. That was my like, oh, this is nice to have her back now.
He just said they were on a break.
Yeah, and so you go right from being on a break into getting married. Like, that's your backup plan when Peter Parker decides not to take the Iron Spider suit?
That's an overreaction.
When he tried to tie her down. At the end of that one, when Peter Parker's like, I just want to kind of stay close to the ground. The next place he ends up is space. That's very far from the ground.
Well, he's dead.
Yeah, he's very ashy.
So... Spoilers. That's not true. I don't care anymore.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it by now and you listen to this show, you just got what you deserved.
A dead Spider-Man. I guess that'll do it for the show. This will be a weird one to edit.
Well.
Some man screaming into the abyss.
I'm not screaming into the abyss. I was directing it at you. At you.
Same difference.
And I'm directing this at our listeners. If you like what you hear, join Patreon. Go to patreon.com/editorsnotecomics.
Because if you do, you get one of these bad boys.
Ooh, yes.
I haven't even listened to this one yet. If you give over $5 or more, you'll get your own special soundbite.
As Duke of the podcast, we have a new Duke.
We are delighted to introduce the first Duchess of the Editor's Note Comics podcast.
Only the noblest of women hope to achieve this rank that we so blissfully bestow upon you.
Presenting Duchess Diana Navarro.
We greatly appreciate your support.
Did I give him the last name? I don't remember giving the last name. Oh, well. I guess I did.
It's great to have a duchess now. That's not just a duke, a duchess.
Yeah, there we go. You get one of those.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Yeah, so Patreon, minimum of $1 a month. You get the show a day early every single week. Also, you get top 5 comics that are out that week, according to me.
And you get the Buffy back issue been a whole week early.
Yeah, with a couple of those coming out in August.
And you also get some
exclusive
off-the-record reviews.
Which I don't think I'm ever going to release otherwise, so if you want them, that's where they're at, baby.
There you go. That's how you do it. That's how you Patreon, baby.
And everything else is on the internet, mostly on the website, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. If you could rate, review the show. Also, review the store. Those are always cool.
Come down to the store, 210 Water Street in Hollowell. Parking on that side of the street now for the rest of the summer. So that's got to be exciting for you.
Until the rest of time, supposedly.
There. If you could turn back time.
I mean, I'd like to fast forward time.
If you could find a way.
I more want the road to be done.
You're not picking up on the share reference?
Oh, I know it.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if I could do a line beyond that. I could do those two.
Now that's about all I can come up with, too. And I've heard the song multiple times.
At least twice. That'll do it. We'll be back next week for, I forget what, but something.
You forgot about me.
Oh, you're on Twitter.
At Junior Rich, local internet celebrity.
Yeah, we'll be back for something next week. I don't remember what it is, but it's something.
Something exciting.
Yeah. Bye.